At the end of 3 months, Lisbeth made a daily pilgrimage to Narkanda to see if her Englishman was coming along the road. It gave her comfort, and the chaplain's wife, finding her happier, thought that she was getting over her barbarous and most indelicate folly. A little later, the walks ceased to help Lisbeth, and her temper grew very bad. The chaplain's wife thought this a good time to let her know the truth, that the Englishman had only promised his love to keep her quiet, and that it was wrong and improper of Lisbeth to think of marriage with an Englishman who was of a superior clay, besides being promised in marriage to a girl of his own people. Lisbeth said that all this was clearly impossible, because he had said he loved her, and the chaplain's wife had asserted that the Englishman was coming back.
"How can what he and you said be untrue?"
asked Lisbeth. "Oh, we said it as an excuse to keep you quiet, child," said the chaplain's wife.
"Then you have lied to me?" said Lisbeth. "You and he?"
The chaplain's wife looked down and said nothing. Lisbeth was silent too for a little time. Then she went out down the valley and returned in the dress of a hill girl, quite dirty, but without the nose stud and earrings. She had her hair braided into the long pigtail that hill women wear. "I'm going back to my own people," she said. "You've killed Lisbeth. Only old Jade's daughter remains, the daughter of a Pahari and the servant of Taka Devi. You English are all liars."